Hey everyone, this is Parker Brady, and welcome to my My Little Pony fanfiction, The Diamond Empire Chronicles. This fanfiction is about Princess Luna getting married to my original character, or OC for short, Prince Diamond Gem. Hope you enjoy. A long time ago, there was an explosion of color. Then it rained, just like glitter. We soon emerged from the ground, ready to laugh, dance, and jump around. We soon got magical powers, like growing diamond flowers. We welcome you all to come. We wish us all to become one. Chapter 1, The Prophecy. Welcome to the Diamond Empire. It's a magical place full of light blue houses made of diamonds. Home to the many diamond ponies, it was once a hospitable place, welcoming to all. Until the diamond changelings changed all that. The Diamond Empire's first king, King Gem the First, had stopped them, but he soon fell ill as the War of the Diamonds had nearly ended. Several thousand years later. It was a normal day in the Diamond Empire when a non-diamond pony had walked through the magical barrier that protects us from the diamond changelings that had attacked us. We all stared at her as she looked around at the diamond houses we call home. At the same time, Prince Diamond Gem was getting ready to meet this non-diamond pony. He told his royal guards to guide her to the castle. The royal guards were, of course, undertrained by the fact that they were literally skeletal ponies. When the skeletal ponies had arrived at the scene where the non-diamond pony had stopped, the older but shorter skeletal pony knew how to handle the problem. All he did was sneak up on her and say,
"Here, don't you know how to greet a new pal? Turn around and shake my hoof."
The non-diamond pony did so and a fart noise happened, causing her to laugh.
Whoopee cushion in the hoof, always funny. Anyway, I'm Sans, and this is my brother Papyrus.
"Hello!"
said the taller but skinnier skeletal pony brother.
"I'm Peachy Pie. It's nice to meet you," said the non-diamond pony.
"Listen, the prince wants us to bring you back to the castle. He said it's important that he meets you," said Sans.
"Well, okay. I guess he'll guide me back to the castle then," said Peachy Pie.
"Okay, follow us,"
said Sans as they headed back to the castle. That night, the prince had invited Peachy Pie to dinner. Not a date, but just as soon-to-be friends. "So tell me about your land," started Prince Diamond Gem.
"Oh, it's wonderful. There are canyons, mountains, valleys, forests. I'm pretty sure it has everything, except for diamond ponies, that is."
"Are there any kings or queens?"
"No, but we do have princesses. We have Princess Celestia, Princess of the Day, Princess Luna, Princess of the Night, Princess Cadence, Princess of Love, but she's already married if that's what you meant. And we have Princess Twilight Sparkle, Princess of Friendship. Funny story, she is friends with my cousin Pinkie Pie, and four other ponies. Applejack, she is a farmer. Rarity, she makes clothes. Rainbow Dash, she makes the weather. And Fluttershy, she helps with the animals," said Peachy Pie.
"Wait, did you say Princess of the Night?" asked the prince.
"Yes, why?" asked Peachy Pie.
"I guess I can't hide it forever," said Prince Diamond Gem. "Come with me."
When the prince and Peachy Pie got to the royal library, the prince activated the royal lectern with the royal prophecy on it. The royal prophecy, it states that when the Prince of Shine is married to Princess of Night, the prophecy will alight. Path of Radiance. Will alight. When alight, so shall the Diamond Empire's might.
"Wow, that's deep stuff right there," said Peachy Pie.
"I need you to send a message to the princesses."
"Well,
with a different one for Princess Cadence, said Prince Diamond Gem.
Okay, said Peachy Pie.
When they were done, they had their goodbyes and went back to their usual duties. To be continued. Hey guys, wow, you're still here? Then be sure to share this podcast with your friends and other people that you might know. Undertale characters are copyright of Toby Fox. I don't own these characters, I just use them. Toby, please don't get mad at me. My Little Pony names are copyright of Mattel, Inc. I don't own these characters, I just use them. Mattel, please don't get mad at me.